Oh, the bill. Minutes ago, the president spoke to reporters at the White House, praising a group of senators working on a solution to the deficit and debt ceiling impasse.
The problem we have now is we're in the 11th hour, and we don't have a lot more time left.
He says he's ready to sign a tough package that includes spending cuts and revenue increases. Budget cuts are putting a big squeeze on the California court system. CBS's Barbara Taylor says 40% of the staff at San Francisco Superior Court is being axed.
2 years ago, the Superior Court had a staff of almost 600. Last year, it was down to 483. And now, presiding Judge Catherine Feinstein says 200 more are being pink-slipped.
We're left with one painful, unprecedented option, a reduction in service that is so severe that it will, for all practical purposes, dismantle our court.
25 courtrooms will close, and for civil cases, including divorce, justice, she says, will be neither swift nor accessible.
Another apology today from Rupert Murdoch, who's being grilled by British lawmakers about the phone hacking that's made waves on both sides of the Atlantic. In London, CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The Murdochs have faced some tough questioning by British lawmakers here. Really how much they knew about the hacking scandal going on at the News of the World newspaper. And it was Rupert Murdoch himself who came out and he said, I just have one sentence to begin with. This is the most humble day of my life.
But the 80-year-old media mogul refused to take personal responsibility for the tactics used by some of his journalists. The hearing was briefly interrupted when a protester tried to throw a foam pie at Murdoch. An air traffic controller in Denver is being investigated after a random test found his blood alcohol content was above the maximum 0.02% for controllers on duty. CBS's Bob Orr.
We have no information that this particular controller was involved in any kind of incident or so-called near misses. But if it's true, if the allegations are true that this controller was impaired and on the job, that is a serious matter.
The controller's no longer handling air traffic. The heat is on in the nation's midsection, and forecasters say the high temperatures are heading east. In Chicago, 81-year-old Lucille Davis has no air conditioning.
It's really too hot. And what they said is supposed to be 107.
Feels like 107.
Feel like 207 in them houses.
The Dow's up 1.5 points now. NASDAQ up 2. This is CBS News.
I'm Rod Tanner with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this afternoon, showers or thunderstorms are likely. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 90. The heat index will approach 100. There's a chance of rain or thunder shower activity this evening. Overnight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a low of 76. That's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Rod Tanner, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone. This is Jerome, and my co-host Robbie V is at Bronze Body right now for his second Lipotron experience, and we'll get to that here in a minute. We definitely want to talk to him. We're going to call him up. Adam's there with him today. That's his training partner. They've been working out and trying to keep everything good, and Robbie's been doing really good. He's been keeping the weight off, so I'm real proud of him. Anyhow, we are sponsored by Madison's on Dallin, Goodfellas, and Dillon's on 9th in Mid-County. I do want to say to everybody that hung out with us at Madison's at the Doing Piano Sunday night, what a fantastic show. What a great time. I had a blast. I know everybody I talked to was having a great time. And they did a lot of business. A lot of people were there. So we're excited to have you guys with us. Now, let's not let it stop there. Today I plan on giving away a lot of stuff. So let's just start off right now. Phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. We do want to thank several people, actually. We've had some winners on these lunches. We've been giving office lunch giveaways. We've done Goodfellas. We've done Madison's as well. We went and ate at Madison's with Dr. Bird's office last week. We had a great time there. And if you girls are listening, thank you. We enjoyed it. And we look forward to giving away a lot more of these. We're going to give away two a week, one to Goodfellas once again, and one to Madison's on Dallin. So you guys, make sure you keep your phone lines tuned in. If you have to leave your radios, if you're next to a computer, you can tune into us. You can go to mykset.com, and you can stream us live. You can also go to Facebook to keep in touch with us as well. We're on Facebook. We're under AM 1300 KSET, as well as the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. And we're having a great time with all this, man. The food has been just exceptional. All right, so let's break this down. Let's get started. First things first, let me throw out a trivia question. I'm going to make this one simple. We do have a lot of things going on as far as upcoming events. First of all, let me announce this one at Dillon's on the 29th. This is another great one. This on the 29th of this month, not this Friday, but the following Friday, we are going to be there. We'll be there live as well at Dillon's, and it will be Butt Rocks is the name of the band. Butt Rocks. And, oh, they're awesome. They're incredible. They're an 80s throwback tribute band, and the dress, the show, the performance, the stage, the lighting, the style, the skill. If you guys haven't seen them, you have no idea what you've been missing out on. You will absolutely love these guys. They're fantastic. Also, while we're there, I also want to talk about, too, coming up in, let's just go ahead and get this going, ball rolling, too, because I'm going to start giving away tickets to this as well. We've got Vegas Stars coming live at Madison's on August the 29th. August the 27th. Pardon me, August the 27th. Vegas Stars will be live at Madison's, and they are also a throwback tribute band. And so every month, each and every month, we're just going to be bringing you one major event after another. And these are some of the best touring. Like, I know that Vegas Stars, I know they're one of Austin's biggest attractions. They're huge. And you don't want to miss out on these guys either. So I'll tell you what, let's give away, since we're doing this, let's give away some Vegas Stars tickets right now. Somebody was asking when they're going on sale. I'm not sure what the time is. I'm sure Frankie will notify me immediately when they are going on sale. But I tell you what we'll do. Right now, we'll go ahead and give a set of those away, and we'll do it like this. I'm going to bring up some trivia, 80s trivia. And here we go. I had to actually think about these for a minute to decide on who I wanted to use on this. But I was looking at people, celebrities. They all have, not all, matter of fact, so many celebrities don't go by their real name. They go by a totally different name, completely, totally different name. So I know this is an 80s. Well, it is. So here's what you got to do. You can Google this. I guarantee you can find it. It won't take you long. If you get a chance to Google it, here's the trivia question. This is a famous singer, and I'm not going to tell you the singer's name, but I'll tell you his original name. His original name was William Broad. William Broad. All right, first person to tell me who that person is, famous singer. I'll even keep it in the 80s for you guys. First person to give me the correct answer, we'll give away some tickets to go see Vegas Stars. We're about to cut to a break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Robbie V, see how things are going with him at Bronze Body. 898-4400, 898-4400 to get us here in the Danger Zone.
It's Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean, get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010. 281-291-6869. 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're gonna love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Do you wish you could find a mechanic that understood your schedule and could pick up your car from your office or home? A mechanic that could have a rent car waiting for you at his shop? How about a mechanic that has a nice, clean car to drive you back to work in? Would you like to be able to schedule your car repair and maintenance on his website? Do you wish he had a 24-hour emergency number that he would answer himself? As great as all that sounds, it works even better. Clark Winslow at East Tex Automotive, between Beaumont and Lumberton at Tram Road, has built the finest auto repair shop in Texas. East Tex Automotive repairs all brands of cars and trucks, from diesels to Rolls Royces. East Tex Automotive has all the computer diagnostic equipment to analyze every make of car or truck. Clark goes above the standard warranties. He guarantees all his work for 24 months or 24,000 miles. That's amazing. Go to the website, easttexautomotive.com, or go by the shop on Highway 69 at Tram Road.
Hey, this is Jerome.
And Robbie V.
Hey, Robbie, summertime is here, and we got to look good for all those outdoor shenanigans. The only place to go is the World Gym in Beaumont. They have the latest and state-of-the-art fitness equipment, and their friendly staff are there to help you with your every need. You can join now with zero down and only $29.95 a month. Join today for a limited time only, and we will also give you 4 tickets to Schlitterbahn. Join the World Gym in Beaumont at either location and get that body you have always wanted. We'll see you there, and tell them that you heard it in the Danger Zone. Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V, sponsored by the World Gym in Beaumont. Ran into my boy Jody this week, and we were talking about it this weekend at Dueling Pianos, as a matter of fact. Had a great time there. I was talking to him and told him, man, I'm getting a lot of feedback from people about World Gym and how much they love the place. So, Jody, keep them rocking at World Gym, man. People are looking good. Thanks to you guys. Let's talk. Speaking of looking good, thanks to whoever, Bronze Body. Bronze Body has Robbie V right now. So let's go on about this real quick. Still waiting for a trivia answer. We've got a lot of giveaways today. So phone lines are open, 898-4400, 898-4400. Just trying to find out a famous singer. His real name is William Broad, but he took on a stage name. I want you to give me the stage name, William Broad, and that's B-R-O-A-D, to make it simple for you. All right, let's give Robbie a call here. Let's see what's going on with him and Adam. All right. Let's see if we can't get him on the line. All right. So, Robbie, last time we checked in with Robbie. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, it's Jerome. How are you guys doing right now?
Oh, we're doing good.
Uh-oh.
I guess I'm a little, my stomach.
You're laughing already.
Yeah.
Because I assume you're in there with Robbie right now. Kim had to go through this last week, so now you do. So Robbie's in there. He's laying down.
Yeah.
Is Tiffany got it going right now? She doing?
She does.
All right. So she's got
10 minutes in there.
Okay, good. So she's got the wand heated up. So the Lipotron. Now, last time, I got a message from you a minute ago. Last time Robbie went in, Robbie had his waistline was his weight was 251 pounds.
Yes.
And today's at 246 pounds. Good for Robbie. He's dropped 5 pounds this week. Also, his waistline was, he went from a 46 during the Lipotron, he went from a 46 to a 44. And today he started at 43 and a half inches. So he's actually lost another half inch over the week.
Thanks to me.
Thanks to you and the World Gym in Beaumont. You guys working out over there all the time. which is good. And you know what he's been doing good? He's been keeping on his diet. Every time we go somewhere, we're out live and we're eating, we're having great food. He's been keeping true to it, so I give him his props.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I wanted to get a start-off point. So right now the start-off point today is 246 and 43 and a half inches on the waist.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what's he doing? Is he asleep or is he actually awake right now?
He's awake.
Is he? You there?
Yeah.
Okay, I lost you for a second. I figured he'd get too comfortable after the second time. He'd just go, okay, I tell you what, I'm going to go to sleep. Wake me up when it's over with.
Yeah, the girl doing it kind of scared me because when we first walked in, she's like, okay, get naked. I'm like, what?
No, he didn't. I wish I could have been there to see the look on Robbie's face when she said that.
Yeah, he got a little happy.
Yeah, well, we know he's not naked. That's a good thing. Yeah. But I tell you what, see if you can slide him the phone real quick. Let me talk to Robbie V.
What do you want?
Well, at least you're not naked. That's a good thing. No, hey, so you started off. Man, you've kept it off over the week. I'm proud of you, Robbie.
Yeah, when I left here last time, I weighed at 251.
Yep.
I'm down to 246.
Right.
And I left here with a 44-inch waist and now 43 and a half.
Okay, so you dropped another half an inch off during the week. But now the Lipotron's on, and we're going to see how much you drop again today. I'm looking forward to getting another big figure, big number out of you. I'm going to be anxious. You're going to come back in. I'm going to be like, Robbie, what's going on? You're going to be a shadow of your former self before it's over with.
Yeah. You know, I know the normal comments that have been made. I have pictures of Ewoks all by the Facebook. Thanks, Frank Granddad.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Anybody that wants to cheer for Robbie, we're going to start this 60-day Robbie V makeover. I've got some other things in line for you, Robbie. We've already discussed a few of them.
No, I'm afraid of some of what you've got in mind.
Well, first of all, we're going to have to send you to a proctologist and get you checked out. I want to make sure we get you checked out. It's something every guy needs to do.
Jerome, you're 40.
We're also going to I've also tried to line up an acupuncturist. Are you good with acupuncture?
I'll have to do a little research on acupuncture.
No, there's no research. Just say, I'm in, Jerome. Come on, everybody's listening.
Should I be in for an acupuncture?
Just say yes, I'm in, Robbie. Come on, we got to get to trivia here.
Let's focus on your co-host.
Right. I tell you what, Robbie, you sit there and enjoy this. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
So Robbie V's at Bronze Body right now, getting layers of fat melted away right now. Just why he's there, it's literally just going away. I'm very proud of him. He's doing good. This Lipotron's really making a difference with him, too, like huge difference. So anyhow, keep going. I know you're listening, Robbie, so keep hanging in there, buddy. It's not like it's a bad thing. It's very comfortable, actually. It's like having a massage, so he's not complaining. I can promise you that right now. He'd rather be there than in the station right now with me. That I can guarantee you as well. All right, once again, still looking for a trivia answer. Do we have somebody online here? Looking for a trivia answer? Nope. Okay. I'm still waiting. William Broad, Broad. Also, I want to talk about something else coming up. We've got the Box Fan Bash coming up also at Madison's. And that is going to be – the Box Fan Bash is going to be July the 31st until August the 1st. But, we really July 31st and then August the 1st, which is, of course, carrying over into it. We're going to have a great time. Everybody needs to hook up with us at the Box Fan Bash. You can also go on to any of the websites, Facebook sites, Madison's on Dallin. You can go into Frankie Randazzo and get a lot of information on all this stuff coming up, as well as Goodfellas. And Dylan's on 9th for Butt Rocks. 29th. I can't wait for that show. Have you ever seen them? Oh, you have no idea. They are amazing. Like, absolutely amazing. They put on a show. It's so throwback that you kind of get lost in the middle of the show, and you're like, yeah, it's really crazy. It's a good thing. Good crazy. Not a bad crazy. Good crazy. Anyhow, we've got to cut to another break. When we come back, we're still waiting on trivia answer. Once again, William Broad's his name. I need to know what his celebrity name is. Stick around. A lot more on The Danger Zone. People say, don't ever look behind. Have a day.
So the other day I was talking to my buddy Freddie and said, man, I need to get some insurance. He said, what kind of insurance? And I said, well, I need, you know, business insurance, liability, workers' comp, the kind of stuff you need for your business. And he said, well, what's the deal? And I said, well, I don't want to have to pay, you know, a fortune. I don't want to have to deal with people who are going to be, you know, frustrating me with those sky-high rates. He said, I've got your answer. It's Cravens Insurance Agency at 510 North 5th Street in Silsbee. Kerry and Rob have been doing it for over 25 years, and you know what? Cravens has been around since 1920. They specialize in insurance programs for all types of contractors, business, auto, commercial, and general liability, workers' comp. They do it all. I said, oh, really? Yeah, Cravens Insurance Agency. Give them a call, 409-385-2854. That's 385-2854. Cravens Insurance Agency. They've been doing it forever. They can do it for you.
Thank you for calling Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union. This is Trevor. May I interest you in our 5.9 balance transfer offer today?
Trevor, I think that's awesome. You are on the radio with James Dabney in the house, and you are representing Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union. Trevor, how long have you been with Mobil Oil?
It's going on 6 years.
Do you like it over there?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely.
They're a good company to work for?
Yes, sir. It's probably one of the best companies I've ever worked for in my life.
And they treat you all really well, and they care about their customers. Is that right?
Most definitely, yes, sir. I've never seen anyone or any company like them. They do have a genuine concern for the members and for their employees.
You know what, folks? That is straight from an employee. And nobody but she and I know we're doing this commercial, but they're going to find out soon. You need to stop on by Mobil Oil Federal Credit Union, where you're going to get treated with respect and friendship by people like Trevor. Trevor, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Hey, this is Jerome and Robbie V, here to tell you about our friends at Bronze Body. Are you really ready to lose weight? Well, folks, it's called the Lipotron. This is the newest and hottest rage in weight loss technology, and now Bronze Body has brought it to Beaumont just for you. It's a safe way to lose those unwanted inches and pounds without surgery. It only takes minutes with zero downtime. This new technology is simply amazing. Many people in the Golden Triangle have already experienced amazing results with the Lipotron after just one session, and you can too. Right now, all new clients can get one session for just $100. So come by or give Tiffany a call at Bronze Body. The number is 860-4441. That's 860-4441. Get that body that you've always wanted today from Bronze Body and tell them that you heard about it in the Danger Zone. Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. We do have, I've got Mr. Lee Melton in the house with me right now.
Good afternoon.
We're having fun with this Robbie V thing right now. I just pulled up on Facebook. Frankie Randazzo sent me the tag, the photo of Robbie next to the Ewok. And that is so funny. And Lee, you just looked at me and said, you know, Star Wars might sue over Robbie putting that look on his face on that one photo.
Well, the Ewok people may sue. I mean, they don't want to be next to Robbie V. Kind of makes them look bad.
Oh, Sonny, I've still got Robbie on hold. Let's check in with him real quick. Hey, buddy, you guys still there?
I hate Lee Melton.
Oh, did you hear that? The first thing I heard when I clicked on, because I think there might be a little delay, is I heard him say, I hate Lee Melton.
Hey, Robbie, Robbie, I got nothing. I got nothing.
I know you do. You owe me $20 for the use of that phrase.
That's Robbie's new catchphrase. I got nothing. You can't ask for a better co-host than that, Lee. You come in and you make a comment and you're like, so what do you think, Robbie? And Robbie goes, say it, Robbie.
I got nothing.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, over the weekend, we were trying to name our dog. You know, we went on Facebook. We posted that thing up. And here we're about 58 posts down. There's Robbie V. I got nothing. Nice, my friend. Nice.
Oh, it's good stuff. Well, look, man. Hey, so how's it going? Are you hanging in there, Robbie? What's up?
This is the easiest part of my day right now, I'll tell you.
So I said earlier, would you rather be there or here?
I'd rather be here.
That's what I figured. That's what I figured. All right, good. I'm putting you on hold on that again. There you go. I'm cut him off.
And let you know, I have taken care of the proctology exam and the acupuncture.
Have you?
Well, yeah. In fact, those are two things that he definitely is going to need. I think it would calm him down a little bit.
I think so, too, as well. I would like to also, just to make him look a little prettier, because he does have kind of that, he's got that look. I'm looking at him on the picture right now with the Ewok, and he's got that soft, cuddly look, but I'm thinking, you do it sometimes with pets, even though they might be male pets, but I'm thinking maybe we can get him in and get like a manicure and maybe some fingernails done or something, like some fake fingernails, or maybe even some polish him up or something, toenails.
Well, we could take him in along with the poodle that he just got, and we can doll them both up. I like that.
Hang in there, Robbie. We love you, dude. So, well, Lee, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you jumping in real quick.
No, a great show, and you give Robbie all the fun stuff, don't you?
I know. Well, he does. He gets to get away with the fun stuff right now. I'll stay here. Well, look at the flip side of this. It's either that, or I'd be in there, and Robbie would be sitting here talking right now.
I like the present arrangement. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Anyhow, all right, let's get on to some headline news real quick. I'm still waiting for a trivia answer. Come on, folks. This can't be hard. I'm going to give away some tickets right now. You know what? I'll even throw in some movie tickets with it as well. There you go. So you got a movie and a show. A movie and a good little rock show going on. So here we go. Once again, I can't tell you the celebrity's name because he changed his name to his present, of course, current name that everybody knows him by. But his original name, or the name he was born with, was William Broad, B-R-O-A-D. Somebody should be able to come up with an answer for that. First person to do that with the correct answer, and I'll give you some tickets to, I already said Vegas Stars, but Vegas Stars as well as I'll give you some movie passes to Hollywood theaters. Great deal. Captain America's coming out this week, so that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to going and seeing that. I went and saw, of course, the Harry Potter. I was all excited about the midnight showing and that deal, but we'll try and hook you up with some good stuff here at the Danger Zone. We're also going to give away some office lunches. Matter of fact, we'll do that here in just a second. If we don't get a correct answer to this trivia question, I'll void it out. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to void it out. I'm going to give them away. But I do want to talk about something else real quick. Totally off the subject, and this is how I do it here in the Danger Zone, no question about it. Washington, D.C. is still sitting on this debt plan that they're still battling over. They're in a lockdown still. Obama came on right before the show today. And he came on live today on Fox News. I watched him on Fox News. And he came on and said that that he's doing everything he can to encourage the GOP and the Dems to hook up and come up with a solution on this. They what they call the Gang of Six, being a group of Democrats and a Republican who jumped in with them as well. Now it's actually going to be like what I guess they're going to call themselves, a Gang of Seven of senators who got together, who put together a plan. And they've tried to throw this proposal in there. It's very similar to what Obama is trying to push out right now. But the GOP is standing strong right now, still saying they have to be assured that there are not going to be any tax hikes, no raises in taxes. And I think that's one of the biggest concerns is right now in this, we're still in a recession, folks. And in this recession, we cannot afford with people still losing jobs. We're not gaining employment, folks. We're losing employment. Steadily. We just laid off 178 people through the Texas Education Agency. Just had to lay off 178 teachers and administration. It's insane what's going on. And yet we can still pay a bajillion dollars to our superintendent. This is just so many wrong things happening. But we've got to make this right, folks. Look, we've got to cut to this break. Still waiting for the answer. We come back. We'll see if we can't find a winner. Once again, we'll get back with Robbie V. Hopefully he's lost about an inch by now. And we'll talk about that also. Stick around, folks. A lot more Danger Zone to come.
CBS News Update. I'm Pam Coulter. While praising the work of a bipartisan group of senators to break the deadlock over deficit reduction and raising the debt ceiling, President Obama today reminded them time is running short.
At minimum, we've got to raise the debt ceiling. So that's the bare minimum that has to be achieved. But we continue to believe that we can achieve more.
A House vote is scheduled for later today on the Republican cut, cap, and balance plan designed to rein in federal spending.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. On the House floor, Republicans are blasting President Obama, Phil Gingrey.
Why in the world wouldn't Democrats join with Republicans in calling for a balanced budget amendment?
Democrat Jim McGovern of Massachusetts responded.
I just want to say to the gentleman from Georgia, the reason why the president issued a veto threat is because he doesn't want you to destroy Social Security and Medicare.
The House seems certain to pass spending cuts coupled with a constitutional amendment.
CBS News Update. I'm Pam Coulter.
This is Evan West, and I want to tell you about a home loan lender right here in Southeast Texas that strives to provide you with an outstanding client experience. Roy West of Ameripro Funding can help you get the home of your dreams. They do all types of home loans, FHA, USDA, VA, and conventional, all over Southeast Texas. They can also help you get extra cash by refinancing your home. Give them a call today at 409-866-1901 or on the web at www.roywestloans.com. Their clients become their friends, so give them a call to begin the process of making your dreams come true with that new home purchase. And listen to Roy this and every Friday afternoon from 1 to 2 on the Roy West Real Estate Show. He brings in some of the most successful and knowledgeable real estate professionals in the area. Tune in right here on the Live and Local, AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas, Fridays at 1 p.m. And remember, in a race of thoroughbreds, it is the jockey that makes the difference.
I'm Rod Tanner with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. For this afternoon, showers or thunderstorms are likely. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 90. The heat index will approach 100. There's a chance of rain and thundershower activity this evening. Overnight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a low of 76. That's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300. Brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Rod Tanner, KSET News.
Dude, if you're like looking for the Billy Blues surf report at 7:15 in the morning, it's like an hour later now. It's at 8:15. Dig it? I knew you could. The Billy Blues surf report is brought to you twice daily at 8:15 and 12:15 by WeSellGalveston.com. AM 1300 KSET.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Let's go to the phone lines first. Let's see if we can knock this trivia down. Then we're going to give an office lunch giveaway, and we'll have it at Goodfellas, folks. So we'll give that away here in just a second. First, let's hit down this trivia. Hello. Hello.
Hello,
you're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, who am I speaking with?
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, how are you today, man?
Oh, doing great. How are you?
Good, good. You got an answer for the trivia.
Is it Billy Idol?
It is Billy Idol, it's exactly correct. Billy Idol, who also went by William Broad, was his original or his given name, and then he changed it to Billy Idol. That's correct, man. Well, guess what? I tell you what, we just announced the official announcing today of Vegas Stars coming in on August. I want to make sure I get my dates right here. August the 27th. And so they'll be playing at Madison's on Dallin. Great show. If you've never seen them, they're absolutely phenomenal. And I'm pretty impressed that Frankie actually got them out of Austin. Good for him, because they're not easy to get down here. So anyhow, so great show there. And also, I'm going to give you some tickets to Hollywood Theater. So we'll have a couple of passes for you. You can come pick those passes, Hollywood passes, up here, and we'll make sure your name's in the door at Madison's whenever it comes around for the Vegas Stars. So look, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let my producer get some info from you. And, hey, man, we appreciate you calling. Nice job. All right. Let's get back to Robbie V real quick. So how are you guys hanging?
I'm doing good.
Are you? You in there? You doing all right?
We've just been talking some movies.
Did you know the answer to the trivia question? Did you dig it up?
No, I'm too busy to actually.
Too busy what, laying there?
Yeah. I'm relaxed. I'm not having to deal with you today.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yes, you are. Right now you are, that's for sure.
Well, I'm not in the studio, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're good with that. You got to put that phone a little closer to your mouth, though, because you're quite quiet.
Well,
not much better.
You know, I got nothing.
All right, well, look, we're going to give away an office lunch, too. All right.
Let's play an office lunch, and let's also come up with another trivia question. Give us some tickets to Butt Rocks. Why not?
Okay, we'll give away some tickets to Butt Rocks, too. All right, here we go. I'll let them.
Let's give away everything.
Why not? It's just today's just a fun Robbie V losing weight and while laying there getting a massage. Meanwhile, I'm going to just give I'm going to give the station away.
Might as well.
All right, well, here you go then. Here's a trivia question, too. Now, here's the deal. This is for the office lunch giveaway. This is for all you folks who are listening at your offices, and we have a lot of people I talk to all the time who say they've got us going on in the offices. Here we go. All you got to do is send us in. You can fax this to us, and I'll give you the fax number. The fax number that you need to reach us by is, I want to make sure it's correct. Here we go, is 267-873-5772. That's 267-873-5772. I'll post that on our Facebook as well under the Danger Zone.
That goes to our personal fax service.
That's correct. That's correct. That'll go to our fax service, so we'll receive that fax, and we'll have you hooked up there. And also, you can also call in if you want to. You can call us at 898-4400. That's 898-4400. Give us a call at this number and say that I want lunch with Jerome and Robbie V. All right, and we'll be more than happy to put you in the box, and we'll announce a winner. Now, here is the trivia question for the office lunch giveaway. I love this one. Let's do this. In which Robert De Niro film did the director's parents both appear? All right, so Robert De Niro directed a film, and both of his parents appeared in this movie. All right, so I'm looking for the correct answer on that one. That's for the office lunch giveaway. We'll go eat at Goodfellas. We'll set it up. We'll do it at you guys' convenience. And we've got the tab. So last time we went, we had a great time. Aflac, and then we went and ate with Dr. Bird's office. We also have Brown & Brown attorney at law. We have them. We're still scheduled to eat with as well. So we've got a lot of food coming up. And unfortunately, you got to stick with the diet stuff.
Yes, I know I do. But you know what? Goodfellas has a lot of really good items.
Yes, they do. Stuff that you can eat.
And so does Madison.
That's right. That's right. And you've been eating them. Actually, some of your stuff looked good you had the other day while we were eating. I was like, man, maybe I should go and grab some of that.
Which day are we talking about?
Was it the grilled chicken that you had at Madison's the other day?
Well, I've had grilled chicken at Madison's. I thought you were more talking about the Goodfellas one. Goodfellas one, everybody looks at it and completely blown away.
Well, it's mouth-watering, but it's good. Absolutely. But you're keeping to your diet. You're doing well.
Absolutely.
I'm happy for you. Hang in there, all right, buddy?
Okay.
Hang in there. All right, so once again, our fax number, one more time. You can fax in, I want lunch with Jerome and Robbie V. Give me an answer to this trivia question. It's not hard to find, folks. Pretty easy to pick up. And once again, the trivia question is, what Robert De Niro film did the director's parents both appear in? All right, you can call in 898-4400, 898-4400, or you can fax me once again at 267-873-5772. Fax us, get in touch with us. You can Facebook us as well, The Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. I'm giving you a lot of alternatives here, so, and we'll cover the lunch. Now, I do want to get back to this point. I wanted to talk about it today, but we have so much going on and so many giveaways, and everybody wants to do stuff for people in the community, really? And now we're cutting a break. Golly. I want to get on with this debt plan. This debt, I'm on a rage about this thing, and it's crazy because this should be a no-brainer for these guys right now. They're all offering a handful of things, and they're not far apart, technically. The GOP is not a whirlwind apart from Obama's plan, nor are they all apart from the Gang of Six's plan. But they're all trying to hook it up, and we're close. I've got to cut to this break before my producer comes through the window at me. So stick around, folks. We're going to give a lot of stuff away still to come. You're in the Danger Zone.
Smart investors know that putting too many eggs in one basket is not always a good idea. And that's why the word diversification is a good rule of thumb when it comes to your money. That way, no matter what happens, you've got your hedge. A good way to guarantee that investment hedge is to look at precious metals, gold and silver. You know, folks who took the advice of Mike Fulgens years ago would be smiling today. Their investment would have tripled, and it's not over yet. The owner of Universal Coin and Bullion, a firm respected throughout America, is recommending a precious metals investment of anywhere from 10 to 20%. That includes gold coins. Mike Fulgens, who's been in the business for years, is located right here in Beaumont. Now, Mike has done work for the U.S. Treasury Department. He's helped ferret out those bogus operations that rip off unsuspecting folks. By the way, Mike Fulgens can be reached by calling toll-free 1-800-459-COIN. That's 1-800-459-COIN. Mike Fulgens, Universal Coin and Bullion, located right here in Beaumont.
Hello, I'm John Goodyear, host of the Home Audio Video Hour here on AM 1300 KSET. The station received a card, an email, and one untraceable phone call that may have come from my office administrator trying to get me out of the store, demanding that the Home Audio Video Hour go from one show a week to two. Well, we must bend to the will of the people. Now, every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m., we discuss issues concerning the fast pace of technology affecting your home entertainment. I bring opinions based on 40 years of audio and video experience. I interview people in different areas of the audio-video industry. Tune in and get real factual information and call in with your questions. While flash photography of the program is strictly prohibited, we encourage you to order the Blu-ray or DVD versions as soon as they are released. The Home Audio Video Hour, sponsored by Goodyear Custom Audio Video, with the guru of great sound, me, John Goodyear, every Tuesday and Thursday at 3 p.m. here on AM 1300 KSET, the audio-video talk of Southeast Texas.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. We're going to check in with Robbie here in just a second. First of all, I've got someone on the line I want to talk to, and let's see if I can get him on. So, Lee Pelley.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I've got Lee Pelley on the line right here. Lee, we want to talk about the Box Fan Bash a little bit here.
Yeah, man. It's going to be July 31st. We've already got, what's cool is we got, of course, the Kaiser Brothers going to play, Jamie Talbert, myself, Spencer Marks, and we got Joey Culver. He used to sing for a band called Atom Ship that is going to be there as well. So that's going to be awesome. And all the proceeds go to the Salvation Army to provide box fans for the elderly in our area so they don't get too hot and have heat strokes, you know.
And it's a great cause and a great time to do that, too. So, yeah, Lee, we're all about it, man. And also, don't forget who gets to host this.
You do.
That's right. That's right. It's Jerome and Robbie V with the Danger Zone. We're going to have some fun with it. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a blast, man. This is our sixth year.
Wow. Really? Has it been that many already?
Yeah.
And every year it gets better and better.
Yeah, it's a blast every year. And what's cool about it, too, is now they're actually raising enough money that they're able to provide even window units for the elderly.
Oh, wow.
Not just box fans anymore. Yeah.
Wow. Window units. That's awesome. That is so awesome, Lee. Nice job, dude. You have really put together a winning deal here. I mean, this is fantastic, man.
And it's going to be a blast, man. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, just we run both stages, so there's live entertainment inside, and there's live entertainment on the patio there at Madison's on Dallin. So it's going to be a good time.
Fantastic. Fantastic, man. Hey, look, I do appreciate you calling in real quick. I did want to talk about it. We're going to have you come in this week, too, also.
Okay, that'll
right,
work.
I'll give you a holler later on after the show, and we'll talk about it. Sounds good?
And I got to say, give props to your producer girl. She's been playing a lot better music this time.
There you go, Amanda. That was for you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, brother.
All right. We got to cut to another line. We've got trivia. We've got all sorts of stuff, and I've still got Robbie on hold, so we'll get to him. All right, let's try this again. You're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So you're calling in because?
I want to eat lunch with you guys.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So you're working today. Are you not allowed to give your workplace on the air, or can you talk about it?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, who are you with?
I'm with Angels Above Us Home Health.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Okay, well, I tell you what. So do you have an answer to the trivia question?
I think so.
Give it a shot.
A Bronx Tale.
No, it is not a Bronx Tale.
Okay.
That is incorrect. But you know what? Here's the good news. The good news is I'm still going to put you on hold. The fact that you even called in still submit you. I'm still just looking for an answer as well. I need the correct answer. But I'm going to put you in real quick. I'll put you on hold. And I'm going to let my producer get some more information from you real quick. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
We appreciate it. All right. Let's get back to Robbie V here. All right, buddy. How are we doing?
We're doing good. Hang on a second.
Oh, you're weighing out?
The Lipotron is done.
Okay.
We just did the measurements.
Okay.
I lost another inch.
Okay.
And there was no weight change.
So you're 42 and a half inches?
Yes.
So you've gone from, you've lost 3.5 inches in the past week.
Yep.
Man, fantastic. That's awesome, dude. I'm very happy for you. Way to go, Robbie. Now, is Adam okay, or is he in shock in the corner, balled up, like in a fetal position, or
Adam,
what?
Adam is, had to run back to the bathroom and throw up.
No, he did not. Hey, if I probably would have had to sit there for an hour and stare at you getting that done.
You know, Jerome, no one cares what you call.
Cool, dude. Well, look, get yourself together and get back here to the station.
I'm actually not going to go back to the station. I'm going to go to World Gym, and I am going to get some workout done.
Okay, well, you do that then, and I'll still take care of it. I'll hook up with you after the show. Nice job, right, Robbie. Hey, don't forget to get a tan. Get a tan while you're there. You are a little white. If you tan enough, I swear you will look like that Ewok. All right, buddy. All right, I got to hang up on him before he has to make a comment to me. So, all right. Trivia question one more time. The trivia question of the day that I'm having right now with the lunches and I'm asking for. Trivia question is this. What Robert De Niro film did both of his parents appear in? All right. So do we have another caller as well? I don't know. Amanda's on the other line. All right. So way to go, Robbie V. Robbie V's doing a great job. So he's gone down from a 46 to 42 and a half inches. And come next week, we're going to have him down to 40. Oh, no, man, I can't even imagine him getting down. We're going to have him down to 35 inches before it's all over with. And I can't wait to do that, put some fingernail polish on him, get him to the proctologist, get a little we'll hook him up with the acupuncture. That's going to be the greatest. We're going to be taking pictures of him throughout the process, too. We really are going to give Robbie a makeover. We're going to get him in shape. We're going to get him fit and in shape. We're going to see how well he does. Anyhow, now that I get a split second, one more time to go back to this, all I wanted to go on, I wanted to talk about, I'm going to have to do this tomorrow because there's no way I have enough time with everything going on here today. But basically, former President Bill Clinton came on yesterday saying that he wouldn't hesitate to raise the debt ceiling without congressional approval. He believes that he believes, according to a constitutional option, that he could invoke the right to enforce it and just say, you know what, I'm raising the debt ceiling, period, and that's just what's going on. As president, he said that's exactly what he would do, and let them argue and fight about it in court. But until then, he'd cover it to make sure everything was taken care of. But once again, he's not our president right now. He's just a former president, and everybody else is kind of, I don't know, man. They're all arguing. I think something needs to happen soon. The problem I have is that no matter what happens here, unfortunately, we're going to have a lot of problems. A lot of these cuts are coming in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment checks. I'm afraid we're about to, I don't know if this is going to get better or worse, folks. I just don't know if it's going to get better or worse. All right. What line is she on? Which line is she on? She's on 3-1? Okay. Let me get back to her then. All right, so let's see if we can get back. Teresa's calling back in. All right, so you want to give it another shot. Give it a shot, Teresa.
Limitless?
No. It's not, but keep going.
Oh, no. That's okay.
Don't worry about it. We appreciate you calling. Thank you, girl.
Okay.
All right, here we go. And
hello?
Here we go. I've got you. You're in the danger zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I talking to?
This is Mary.
Hey, Mary. How are you today?
I'm good today. It's raining, and it's all good.
This is my Mary. You're the one.
Yes.
Fantastic. It's right. Hey, I'm glad the rain's in. They lifted the burn bans.
Yes, that's great.
Yep.
Listen, I'm going to get to the trivia question.
Okay.
I hope I'm in the neighborhood. But is it City by the Sea?
No, it is not.
Oh.
Okay.
But
all right, I'll try again.
Yeah, do that. I'm going to cut to a break. We still got a few minutes left, so you guys are close. It's a Robert De Niro film. You guys can't miss it. You should.
Okay.
You might be able to Google it.
All right then.
But I appreciate you. Thanks for calling, Mary.
Bye.
All right, we've got to cut to this break, folks. When we come back, we're going to let these ladies at their offices battle this out over the lunch giveaway. Stick around, folks. We're handing it all away today in the Danger Zone.
If you have difficulty hearing in noisy situations, you may qualify for an important hearing technology study. If you qualify, you'll be asked to experience and evaluate a revolutionary new product from Beltone. It's the smallest and lightest of its kind and delivers exceptional performance. It's also virtually invisible. This study is free of charge and you're under no obligation to buy. Now you can hear better and look your best. To learn more about how you can participate in this free study, call 1-800-BELL-TONE. That's 1-800-BELTONE.
There's only one superstore like it, and it's located right here in the Golden Triangle. And if you still have not experienced Basic Foods yet, what are you waiting for? Start your road to feeling healthier and better. With over 10,000 feet of everything from gluten-free products to their award-winning deli to their fresh organic free produce department, Basic Foods truly is your one-stop shopping headquarters for everything that's good for you. And the newest addition to Basic Foods is their raw and living lifestyle section that can get you on the road to eating the way nature intended, starting today. And don't forget that Basic Foods has an incredible selection of supplements, books, and even a meals on the go section that can make eating healthy easier than it's ever been before. And if you've been looking for those dehydrated strawberries that Dr. Oz has always been talking about, you'll find them exclusively at Basic Foods. There's only one health food store like it, and it's Basic Foods in Beaumont, located at Dowlin and Phelan in the Oak Shopping Center, or better yet, just look for all the healthy people. The name to remember for everything that's great for you, Basic Foods.
The Lindsay, Lindsay & Parsons Law Firm in Beaumont offers you more than 30 years of local experience. Injury claims, family law, bankruptcy, Ike claims, and more. Lindsay, Lindsay & Parsons has built their reputation and success on providing the highest standards of service to their clients. Tune in here every Friday on AM 1300 KSET from 11 a.m. to noon when the Lindsay, Lindsay & Parsons Law Firm answers your legal questions during their live call-in show, Ask a Lawyer. When Southeast Texans have legal questions, Lindsay, Lindsay, and Parsons has the answers.
So, young man, you want to date my daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I could waste my time with a lot of silly questions, or I could get to the point. I need to know how many ways you can cook a Zumo Party Time Link.
A Zumo Party Time Link? Well, ma'am, any way you want to. Zumo is the best. You can bake them. You can boil them. You can cook them on a stick. You can cook them mighty quick. You can cook them in a stew. You can cook them in a roux. You can eat them on a boat. You can eat them while you float. You can eat them on a plane. You can eat them at the game. You can eat them on a bun. You can eat them on the run. They taste so good, you'd eat them all if you could. It makes you feel fine to eat Zumo all the time.
Okay, okay, okay. She don't need a boyfriend. She needs a husband. I'll call the preacher. We're serving Zumo at the reception.
Yahoo! I can't wait. The family that Zumo's together stays together. Zumo Party Time Links. Man, that's good cooking.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. A little bit about tomorrow. Let's talk about tomorrow's show. Well, first of all, we're here. We're sponsored by Goodfellas. Wanted to throw that out there. Great food. And we're giving away an office lunch to go eat at Goodfellas. And we can schedule at your convenience. If you can't make it tomorrow, we'll do it on Thursday, Friday. We'll hook that up. We'll make sure we do it right. But we're still waiting for a correct answer on that. And the question, the trivia question on that was, what Robert De Niro film did the directors, both of his parents, show up on the movie? So basically that's it. We're waiting for the answer. And for that, we will go. We'll love to hang out. We've got some people who've called in already. We're going to pull out some. Maybe we've got some faxes in as well. So we are waiting for The correct, actually, we did get the correct answer on a fax, but I was waiting to see if anybody wanted to call in on it. And if they don't, I'll give the answer away on one of the faxes. But it's 898-4400, 898-4400. All you got to say is you want to have lunch with me and Robbie V, give me a and we're going to put you in the drawing just because you want to have lunch. So, Mary, we'll put you in your office in there as well. We're not going to leave you out. Although, if you are listening still, Mary, call back real quick. I'll put you on hold, or at least talk to my producer so she can get more information from you as well. And you can put your office, your company name, because I think I didn't put you on hold. I think I cut you directly off. And we'll get that info back from you and make sure you're in the drawing as well. And great. So tomorrow, BISD is back in town, folks. They are back in the offices. They've been out for a couple of weeks on vacation. But now that they're back in, they get to deal with some more. I know they've been so excited to not have to deal with Jerome and Robbie V. But Butch Watch is still in effect. Just because they went on vacation doesn't mean that Butch Watch has cut out. We are going to get in touch with them. We are going to try and make sure we confirm something. We have Lamar Week coming up soon on the Danger Zone. And during that period, I know they wanted to hook up with Jesse Haynes and Craig Eichhorn wanted to come in here. And I wouldn't mind having Zingelman in here. I'd like to bring the whole staff in, actually. I'd love to have them all. Excuse me. But we'll see what we can come up with. We'll be calling them tomorrow and getting in touch with BISD. So Butch Watch is back in action. Now, let me go ahead, since I'm getting the wrap-up sign, let me go ahead and give the answers so everybody knows. I tried to give the answer away constantly because that's actually the answer to the trivia question, and somebody in the facts actually got it right. But it doesn't mean they're the winner. We're still putting in the drawing. I just wanted to get some action out of it. Is Goodfellas. The answer is Goodfellas, which is where we'll be going to eat as well. So the answer is what you guys were competing for. Folks, listen, I've enjoyed having everybody with us, hanging out with us. Thank you for listening today to The Danger Zone. We've got a lot of stuff coming up this week. We're still giving away a ton of stuff. You don't want to miss out on any of the action. Thanks for hanging out here in The Danger Zone.
CT News, I'm Janice Stone. Here's what's happening. A strong line of thunderstorms dropped several inches of rain in parts of southeast Texas today, causing several accidents and forcing the Port Arthur Municipal Transit to temporarily